Hey everybody, this is B. Sal, the Vault of Horror here, and you're once again joining me for the Vaultcast, more specifically, Conversations in the Dark. And this week, it's going to be a very interesting one, because we're not really talking so much about any particular films, but we're talking about something that's very much a part of horror, and that is at the heart of horror, especially for a lot of people, including myself, and that is zombies. We're going to talk about the influence of zombies and the whole zombie phenomenon in popular culture. And, of course, if I'm going to be talking about zombies, it would make sense that my guest should be one of them. And that is why I have brought on board this week someone who is very much involved in the zombie community, and that is the one and only Captain Cruella. So welcome aboard, Captain.
Thank you.
As you know, as most of you know, or should, Cruella is the mastermind behind something known as the Village Invasion, which is going to be happening in Saugerties, New York on Saturday, October 16th. So leading into that, I just figured why not devote our podcast, our Vaultcast, this week to zombies. So once again, welcome to Conversations in the Dark.
Well, thank you, Mr. Solomon. I really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure to have you. And I guess before we get too much into it, let's talk a little bit about this this crawl that's going to be happening. And we call it a zombie crawl because, right, it's partly a traditional pub crawl, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And people will be dressed as zombies while they do this.
I would hope so, but they might come as dressed as anything else.
Is that a requirement? Do people have to be zombies?
No, you don't have to be a zombie. You can come dressed as your everyday persona.
Okay. And, so do you think that most people are going to? I mean, obviously that's got to be one of the main, most fun parts of coming to the thing is to do that. I mean, why would you want to be a spoiled sport and show up to a zombie crawl not dressed as a zombie?
Well, I would hope people would get into the spirit of things. I mean, we are giving away some fabulous prizes, and I would expect people to show up as a zombie. I mean, that is the fun of it. And I've been promoting it now for, what, 3 months now? I mean, God, that's been a long time.
Yes, it's definitely, let's put it this way. If you are friends with Cruella on Facebook, then you are very much aware that the Village Invasion is coming up soon. I can't imagine that there would be any way that you wouldn't be aware of it.
Every day.
And actually, that's something people should do. And I'm going to put all the links on the bottom here of the embedded podcast. But to find out more, not just about this crawl, but other things, that people should definitely friend Cruella on Facebook. And I'll put the link for the crawl as well.
Yeah, I'm constantly mentioning a bunch of people all the time, not just my event, but many others as well.
That's true, yeah. Cruella is a veritable promotional dynamo.
Machine.
Yes. So let's talk about the zombie thing. Now, you obviously, what gave you the idea, I mean, to organize something like this? Why do you think it is that this kind of thing has such an appeal to people, this idea? It's rather bizarre, of dressing up like zombies and walking around.
Well, it's not such a new idea. I mean, it's been going on for a really long time. I went to a vegan zombie crawl a couple of years ago, and it was poorly attended, mostly because the weather was so bad. But
right.
According to Wikipedia, it's been going on for a really long time, probably a decade or more.
Well, it's got to be true. Wikipedia says it.
I know. Exactly. But I'm not sure why it's gained such popularity. I know for myself personally, it's a good way to, you know, show off my skills and talents and my costume experience from the plethora of movies I've actually worked on, but just my overall fascination with Halloween and all things macabre. And I'm sure that there's a lot of other people like myself as well.
I think part of it, I mean, because like you said, it's been happening for a while now, these types of zombie events. I think part of it is that people that are fans of those kind of movies, that's a certain element of it, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like they want to feel like they are in the movie, you know? You know what I mean? Like the movies like Day of the Dead or wherever, where you see a whole city that's taken over by zombies. It's almost like they want to feel like they're...
Well, I think it's a good way for people to showcase what they can do, too. And it's a good way to become... you know, one with a group of other like-minded people.
Yes.
You know, where you can all dress up as zombies and be as crazy as you want to be, and still everyone's embracing you for your zombiness. And a bunch of other reasons, too, but, you know.
Well, do you think that people, I mean, do you think the majority of people that are doing this are just fans of this kind of thing, or are they just like, wow, are they taking part in something that's totally alien to them? You know what I mean?
I think it's two parts of that. One part is being able to participate and relive or reenact something that they really enjoy in a movie, or another part of it is being able to, you know, be a group of people and, you know, express themselves and do something really fun. And then there's a third part where there are people like me who enjoy all things macabre. You know, it doesn't matter if it's zombie or vampire or whatever. It's a good time to go out and showcase the things you're able to do, your costume. And I think overall people just have a good time regardless.
Well, in spite of the whole Twilight phenomenon and other things like that that are
going
on.
Did you say Twilight?
I did. Forgive me. I know.
No sparkly vampires.
Well, that's a bad word to say. But yeah, because, you know, some people you'll hear will say that, well, this vampires are the big thing right now. And I love vampires. And not Twilight, but
I think that that's completely false.
Yeah, well, no. I mean, that's the thing. It seems like zombies are really, and still are, for about 10 years they have been, the most dominant kind of monster in the movies out there. And you know, there's this whole thing. And these crawls and walks are only part of it. You know, and I mean, you've seen it. You have these zombie, there's like a whole zombie fashion thing happening. No one would ever have imagined that the zombie of all monsters would fit into something like that. It's not the most aesthetically pleasing of creatures, you know. But you have zombie pinups, you have zombie everything, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, do you mean zombie fashion as far as like, you know, outfits or things that are in, you know, like things you can purchase as far as like putting on yourself, like a zombie apparel? Or do you mean just, I guess the question is, what do you mean by that?
That's part of it. But there also even seems to be a whole other level of like, there's almost like an eroticism to it that they're never.
Did you say eroticism?
I said eroticism, yes.
For zombies.
There is, though. I mean, you know, and obviously with vampires, it's par for the course, especially the way that the movies have transformed vampires. I mean, if you're a student of folklore, you know that vampires are actually very close to zombies in the sense that the traditional vampire is rather hideous and revolting and not pleasing at all.
Yes, but movies have definitely, they've changed that whole realm of what a vampire is to this very erotic, dark, you know, being bitten by someone and being whisked away by them. And it's just this whole dark fantasy where zombies really, I mean, you know, we're kind of gross. Think about it, it's like gross. You're a cadaver, really. You know, you're a dead person coming back to life. And you're oozing and gross and your skin is rotting away. And somehow, some way, we've created this erotic level to it. I don't know how or why, but I mean, you know, if you've ever seen photos of my Facebook profile, you've noticed that obviously, you know, I'm achieving that in some fashion, but there is a slight level of erotic fantasy to it, just slight. Yeah. and there's others. I mean, it's not just me. I mean, you know, there's, you know, what is it? There's the Barely Rotten Girls. The zombie pinups. There's a plethora of these people who are
Horror
out there.
Horror Asylum, right?
Yes,
doing something right now.
Yes, exactly. That I'm in the process of. But
I didn't know if you didn't want to, you know, spill the beans.
No, I'm in the process of doing that.
Actually, by the time this is, you know, it might already be in full swing.
I know. Who knows?
But yeah, the vampire. Well, the difference is for the vampire. Obviously, they're both dead or deceased. Mm-hmm. Creatures, but the vampire, there's not really a stress, at least the modern vampire, there's not a stress on the whole decay of the body, and it's almost like it's something different. There's not a stress on that, on that downside of it. But the zombie's all about that. The zombie, a whole part of what the zombie is the decay of the body and of the flesh and Yeah, and the corruption of it and everything. And it's not, and it's not something that's that traditionally, shall we say, aesthetically pleasing. And yet it's become something that kind of is because of the way that the spin that people have put on it. And it's just interesting to me because...
doesn't everything come down to sex, honestly?
That's what I've heard. I wouldn't...
I mean, we eroticize, we can fantasize and make anything into a sexual... anything we want. I mean, vampires, like you had just said, you know, typically it's the way that they look. Who would ever think? But Hollywood has made it this sort of very erotic, you know, thing that you would want. And now we're doing that with zombies. In this own, I can't say that any movies that I've seen recently where we've made zombies into this very erotic thing.
Well,
but I think us in general have. I mean, we've made it this thing.
It's funny. I think the first movies to really do that, and I think they had a big influence on a lot of this, are the Return of the Living Dead movies, because you had, in the first one, you had Linnea Quigley, who definitely, you know, the idea there was definitely a sexual aspect to the zombification and all that and what she becomes. And then, yeah.
Didn't you have an entire blog dedicated to this person?
I may have done a post, actually, for a guest post for Day of the Woman, possibly.
Where, it was trash.
Where I did put forth the hypothetic scenario as if I was married to trash. Yes,
yeah. I think I remember reading that.
I did.
Okay.
But you have her, and also Return of the Living Dead 3, a lot of people know, is where you have, I forget the name, of course, but you have the zombie character who, she pierces her entire body in order to curb the her appetite for human brains. So it becomes a very fetishized kind of thing. And this was like 15 or more years ago. So I think that's where a lot of it comes from. But again, you know, the movie Dance of the Dead has a scene of zombies having sex and like ripping each other apart at the same time. But
it sounds delicious.
That's neither here nor there. And obviously our intention is not to have an entire show talking about zombie sex. I don't know how that happened. But
I think it's just you.
It's part of me. Yeah, it's more than just that. It's this whole cultural phenomenon. The movies are a part of it.
Where were we going with this anyway?
Well, the idea, what interests me is that it's become more than just about the movies. That's the thing. Like, you can't say that about a lot of other genres, subgenres of horror. There's not, to anywhere near the degree, some kind of big werewolf movement going on or anything like that. Although there is, but it's very small. But with zombies, it is a whole cultural phenomenon. It's more than just... more than just movies.
Well, according to Wikipedia, it started in 2001, but, you know.
Yes.
I put Wikipedia at, I don't know.
Well, the video games are what started bringing it back, which is so bizarre. I mean, I'm not a big video game person, at least anything after Galaga is pretty much my cutoff.
But those are my favorites.
The 80s arcade games.
Yeah, I think after that it just became like...
it's just too hard. It's not worth the effort of learning how to do
it. No, it totally
isn't. Just give me a joystick and a button and things I have to kill.
I want to blow stuff up and then I don't want to have to think about what puzzle I have to make. My life is too much.
Press
of a puzzle.
A, B, F, X, 0. No. It's pointless to have to learn all these things. I just want to shoot things. That's it.
Yeah, no. You're one of those people. I know, I understand.
Yeah.
It's okay.
But the video games brought it back. Resident Evil, House of the Dead. Those are the kind of things that brought the zombies back. And now it's become a very big thing. And these crawls are all the rage, obviously, as they say. And
well, it is the new black, according to Wikipedia. Yes. Zombie crawls are the new black.
Well... is there any end in sight?
No. Honestly, I think that at this point in time, this will be the first for me. But I will continue on my endeavors as Captain Cruella of the Carnivorous Cadavers. And I can only see this getting larger every year. I mean, at this point, I've had no problems whatsoever getting... the entire village involved, and the shops, and just the town folk in general, to obey me. But in all seriousness, everyone's been completely amazing, and they've just been amazing. They've just have followed through with every little thing that I've asked them to. And I think that they know that it's a fun event that they'll be able to, you know, it brings commerce to the town. And we're, honestly, we, Saugerties is one of the top 10 coolest towns in the United States. And that was named recently on a couple of different blogs. But
really?
Yes, it was. So I think that overall we'll keep the cool factor. And hopefully next year I'll be able to have the event. And eventually it'll get to the point where it'll get so large it'll become an annual event that will be held in town. And I won't have to be, you know, the only driving force behind it. Other people will be able to take over, and it'll be accepted, and everyone will have this event happen in October. And that's really my goal, you know.
And has there been any kind of a negative reaction when you come and you tell people, I want to do a zombie crawl in your town?
No, you know, honestly, when I talk to people about what I'm doing, I don't approach them as, hey, it's a zombie crawl. I approach them like, it's an event that I'm asking other people to be involved with, and, you know, I name the people that I've talked to so far and that I've had a good response with, and everyone has been, I have not had one person refuse me. I mean, it could be because of who I am, but...
Who are you?
Well...
The world wants to know.
Well, that's... Wouldn't they like to know? Well, if you come to the crawl on October 16th, you'll get to know who I am.
You'll discover that she's actually a real human being.
I am a real human. Well, I'm a real human zombie.
Some form of, I don't even want to say life form, because that wouldn't even be accurate.
No.
A form of some kind.
I am. I'm a robotic zombie.
And rumor has it that there will be some Vault of Horror involvement in the village crawl. It's entirely possible.
No, it's true. It's completely true.
There may be Vault of Horror t-shirts available.
There will be.
So that you can have the privilege of becoming the first person to ever buy one. There may be a Vault of Horror drink.
Oh, there will be at the Dutch Tavern.
And it's entirely possible that there may even be movies shown in the background that would be selected by me.
As long, well, no, that's not a possibility. That's going to happen. And I'm hoping it doesn't rain.
Yeah, right. There's that, too.
If it rains, it'll be a bummer, but we'll still show the movies on the buildings. I'm trying to make that possible by Perry from he owns a shop called The Computer Guys on Main Street, and he contacted me, and we talked about it endlessly, and we both agreed that it would be a fabulous draw for those driving through town to see these movies playing on these huge brick buildings that are in the village itself, and just ongoing through the night, you know, 4, 5, 6 hours, and I have the wonderful conversation with Mr. Solomon of the Vault of Horror, who actually picked out these movies for the event, and I feel blessed that I have been embraced by so many people like yourself in the horror community that I'm actually very new to help me put this event on. Without people like you and many others, this would really be nothing.
Well, the online horror community is really a great thing. It's certainly never free of its share of drama, keeps things interesting, but it's a fun place, and there's lots of fun and friendly people in it too, so I mean, we're glad to have you.
Well, thank you. You know, and honestly, without the online community, I would not have gotten as far as I have, and this really did start off as a social media project to see if one person could creatively put on an event where I would be able to have as much going on. And, you know, I was reading the whole Wikipedia thing that I had printed off earlier. The person had stated, well, it's very, you know, it's very simple to put on. And honestly, it's really not. It's a lot of work. Maybe if you're just going to tell people, hey, we're having this event, show up at such and such time at such and such place. But I've managed to make it an event where I've got the entire town involved, and I'm actively promoting it to the point where I want a lot of people to show up, because without people, it's really nothing. It's just me having a wish and a dream. So, and that actually, that spills force with spills forth with the online community too. Without people, everybody, you know, promoting me and helping me with this, I would have nothing. It would be nothing. So thank you. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's our pleasure, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm pretty sure. I mean, you've got lots of people that are coming there. The expectation is not to jinx anything, but that a few hundred people are going to converge on this thing. And I'm psyched to be a part of it in whatever way that I am. I'm going to be, it's looking like I'll even be covering the event for Fangoria.com. So I'm excited about that very much.
Oh, I am too.
And yeah, it's going to be fun. And just one part of the big overarching pop culture phenomenon of the zombies. And so welcome to the zombie subculture and welcome to the horror blogosphere. Which, by the way, you should probably start your own blog. That should happen at some point. Just putting it out there.
I think I probably will once all of this insanity is over with me constantly promoting and emailing and endless days of, you know, every day, if you know who I am and on Facebook, I'm counting down the days and that's just not it. That's not all. I mean, I'm emailing press releases and information constantly to people to say, hey, this is what we're doing. I want you to show up. And I think once that's over, I think that in November, you and I will actually be at a film festival in Poughkeepsie in November. I think it's the 6th. I will be there in hopes to try to get someone else's film festival going as well on the same day in San Diego, which would be the Horrible Imaginings Film Festival.
Yes, Miguel Rodriguez. Yes, my friend in Godzilla.
That's right. Yeah, which you just had an interview with recently, and that was spectacular dorkdom at its at its most epic proportion. But which I love, by the way. But yeah, I hope to keep going with this and promoting myself as Captain Cruella throughout the year until next season, where I am hopeful that we'll be able to have this fascinating, amazing adventure in zombie crawl world. And who knows where it's going to go from there. But yeah, definitely.
Well, it's all very exciting. Obviously, this time of the year is when a lot of these things are happening. You mentioned the Hudson Horror Show. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to be able to go to that. I'm hoping to also be covering that for Fangoria. And, of course, the wonderful Christy Jett of Bloodsprayer and Dread Central.
Miss Jett, love her.
Hi, Christy. And also a fellow Fangoria person made me aware of it. And they're going to be showing some incredible movies there. So for, like, what is it, like a 12-hour period. So I'm excited to be going.
And I have to say that without Christy, like, putting me into this whole thing, that, you know, I would have never have met you. I would have never have met a lot of the other people that she's sort of turned me on to in this whole horror realm. So I have to give her a lot of props for that and sort of pushing me forth into the entire, you know, I guess the internet or the interwebs of all the people that are doing all these fascinating things that I would not have been a part of if I hadn't started this entire thing.
Well, Christy's like this omnipresent force. I always tease her about it. She's like this omnipresent force in the online horror world. She's always there somewhere doing good deeds. And the horror blogosphere is a better place for it, so
Oh, no, she's everywhere.
She is.
And there's a lot of other people, too. I mean, I, Brianna Maelstrom yes. has been a big advocate of me. Miguel Rodriguez, also another person that I can say. And Steve Jenks. I mean, the list is endless of people who are constantly promoting me and talking about me. I mean, even just local people who don't have anything, like there's a woman named Jean who's constantly putting forth, another gentleman named Todd, who's constantly putting forth information for me. The Hudson Valley Roller Rebels, the Long Island Roller Rebels, the Hudson Valley Horrors are another group of people who are constantly promoting and plugging me. And it's just endless. And I love them. I mean, without them, I would be nothing. Without their blogging constantly about me, that it I would just not be out there as much as I am now.
Well, since we've gotten our whole plug fest out of the way.
Sorry.
The point we're trying to make, as we get back to it all, is that zombies are definitely a big part of our culture now. I know I'm obsessed with them. There's something about them that none of us will ever shake. They're especially if you're a horror fan.
They're obsessed with me?
They're ingrained in our... they influence a lot of what we do and as fans and what we want to see. So crawls and zombie walks are a big part of that. And we definitely hope that the Village Invasion will be a big success and that zombie culture never dies. So
Viva la zombie.
Exactly. Viva la zombie.